60.
Connecting the dots of the Constitution for you like no one else can. The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's an attorney, a disabled U.S. Army veteran, an author, public speaker, mother, pastor's wife, and a patriot. She's Chris Ann Hall.
Any varmint that crosses that lady's path has met its match.
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Good morning. It is a beautiful morning to defend liberty. You know, it just occurred to me, I have no idea what day of the week this is. I'm just asking. I'm not quite sure what day of the week it is. Well, thank you, Jonathan. Thank you. Where would I be? Where would I be without my producer? Well, you probably have noticed that my voice is a little hoarse this morning. Well, that's what happens when our Liberty Tours get full force. I am on the road 3 weeks. I am on the road 4 weeks this Liberty Tour, which means I am speaking every single day, sometimes twice a day. And no matter how much honey and tea I drink, no matter how much I take care of my voice, eventually it starts to make me sound like this, especially in the mornings. I just want you to know, we are working very hard, very, very hard here. There is no rest for this defense of liberty. No rest. Because the tyrants don't sleep. And sometimes it feels like they don't have to because they have so many more than us. But the honest truth is, there are so many more of us fighting for liberty than you even know. We are going to have a guest today. His name is Larry Clayman. He is the founder of Freedom Watch. And Freedom Watch, you can find it on the website by just simply going to freedomwatchusa.org. Now remember, this: the Chris Ann Hall Show is not about just regurgitating the news. It's about bringing you the truth and providing you with solutions. Now, Freedom Watch is all about judicial watch. And it's all, and I love what it's doing, but Larry Clayman is going to come on the show today and announce something new. Something new. And I have met Mr. Clayman before, and I was proud to be able to have him on the show to discuss with you some things that he is doing and some things that my Liberty First ministry is going to be involved with him. And I'm very excited about that. So you will want to come and stay and make sure that you stay for the show. Larry Clayman is in California. So this morning, Larry Clayman is getting a little piece of the Chris Ann Hall life. That when you're on the West Coast, the show starts at 3 a.m. So we were as merciful as we could with him and told him, look, this is the show. This is what it is, man. It is what it is. So we will call you at the bottom of the hour so you can sleep an extra half an hour. And so we're going to hear from Larry Clayman today. But I want you to know that there are people out there fighting for you. Why don't you join us? Why not? This is where we need to be. This is what we need to do. We need to get involved with the fight because the enemy is reaching typhoon levels. Okay, you just need to know that. I also want to let you know that I had a conversation with a member of the House of Representatives, Federal House of Representatives, yesterday. Now, I'm not going to tell you who it is, and you can get mad at me all you want, but the bottom line is this. There are people in Washington, D.C., in the House of Representatives, that are waking up. Now, I posted on my Facebook page yesterday, a video on Justin Amash. A video on Justin Amash where he is telling us, look, there are people in the House that are waking up. There are people who are moving and shaking in the defense of liberty. But sometimes, when you're on the battlefront, you got to stay quiet while you're forming your plan. You got to stay on the down low. Because if the enemy finds out who we are and what we're doing, then we'll be cut off right away. Because you understand. I hope you understand. When I say the enemy, I'm not talking about Barack Obama necessarily. The establishment Republicans are fighting now just as hard against us as the Democrats are, as the progressives are. And when you find that your enemy exists in your own class of people, and I say that very loosely, you understand, then you've got to be even more careful about who you say and what you say. And so I'm not going to tell you who this person is, but we had a very interesting conversation. And in this conversation, he said, look, somebody did an interview with Barack Obama and asked him, do you believe that all of this stuff with the Health Care Act and the websites and all this stuff, do you believe that this diminishes your credibility with the American people? Now, he said, Barack Obama, I haven't found this clip. I've tried to look for it this morning, but I didn't have a lot of time to look for it. But I'm gonna find something about this interview. He said, Barack Obama just sort of hummed and hawed and stumbled. You know, when you find him off guard and he doesn't have a teleprompter, it takes him a few minutes. But then his statement, because he was left without a teleprompter, when those things happen, he's the most honest. His statement was very telling. He said, I have been very clear about what my goals are. And I will be very clear that we will achieve them. What were his goals? Jonathan, get that clip ready. What were his goals? Let me remind you what his goal was. And this is what this person told me. He said, Chrisanne, let me remind you what his goal was. He was very clear as to what his goal was. He said this 5 days before his inauguration. Play the clip.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
This man was very clear as to what he was going to do. Keep that clip ready, Jonathan. We're going to play this throughout the day, just to remind you. He was very clear as to what he was going to do. And he is achieving that. What you see going around you is very likely nothing but distraction. So that before our eyes, America is fundamentally transformed. Now, what this representative told me was no shock to me. None whatsoever, because I know this. This is what I teach. Raise your hand if you have been through my genealogy. Because in my genealogy class, I show you how tyrants fundamentally transform kingdoms over 1,000 years. We begin in 1041. And I show you how William the First, not liking the limitations that common law puts on the whim of the sovereign, sets out to fundamentally transform Great Britain, to eliminate the restraints on the king. You see, if you're going to fundamentally transform a kingdom, you're going to attack that thing that makes it unique first. And the thing that made Great Britain unique in 1066 was common law. Because in every other kingdom in Europe, the kings have whim of the sovereign, meaning they do whatever they want, whenever they want. But in Great Britain, they had common law, which was one of the very first fundamental limitations on the whim of the sovereign, saying, hey, there are some things that are always right, there are some things that are always wrong, and there are some things that the king cannot change. William I, being a foreign king, did not like those limitations. So as a foreign king taking over Great Britain, deciding to fundamentally transform Great Britain, he does some very, very obvious things. Things that must be done to transform kingdoms. In 1641, this transformational process would be identified as the malignant and pernicious design. The malignant and pernicious design is identified in 1641. Corruption of the court system. Infiltration of foreign law. Diminishing property rights of the people. The government controlling the churches. Manipulation of the monetary system through the creation of fiat money. And the government disarming the people while the government remained armed. Did you hear that? The malignant and pernicious design is identified in 1641. The people of 1641, still subjects of a king, not freemen of a republic like we are. Still subjects of a king, woke up and said, hey, wait a minute. We have been watching tyrants for 600 years, and they are engaging in the same things over and over and over again. We're noticing a pattern here in tyrannical activity. Corruption of the court system, infiltration of foreign law, diminishing property rights of the people, the government taking control of the churches, manipulation of the monetary system in the name of fiat money, and disarming the people while the government stayed armed. Hey, America, wake up. We're being fundamentally transformed by a tyrant who's using the same bag of tricks tyrants have used for 1,000 years.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
I'm Ann Howard, news anchor here on Freedom 93 FM. With everything going on in the news, do you sometimes feel overwhelmed or stressed out or just need to relax? Then do what I do and call Barb at Your Ultimate Massage in Midtown Tallahassee. At Your Ultimate Massage, Barb will not only help you relax, but her massages nourish the skin and actually improve circulation. I left my last session at Your Ultimate Massage feeling great, as if I had a new body. But it's not just for relaxation. Visiting Your Ultimate Massage can relieve pain, enhance immunity, and promote feelings of just well-being. So, are you ready to invest in your health like I have? Great! Your Ultimate Massage offers more than 20 different types of massage and spa services starting as low as $30. So trust me and book your session right now. Tell Barb that Ann Howard sent you and call her at 509-1126 or go online at yourultimatemassage.com, and you can thank me later.
This is Gary Fogelman from Budget Blinds of Tallahassee, offering stylish, high-quality window coverings for your home. Our large selection of window treatments includes shutters, blinds, draperies, shades, and more. Regardless of the window shape or size, Budget Blinds has a solution for you. Take 25% off Signature Series window coverings and get our no-questions-asked 5-year warranty. Call Budget Blinds for your free in-home consultation at 668-4835, online at budgetblinds.com/Tallahassee. Mention this ad and get extra 10% off Signature Series blinds.
When you need quality residential or commercial fencing at a super affordable price, call Ultimate Fence and Deck. Ultimate Fence and Deck is locally owned, serving the Tallahassee area for over a decade. They specialize in chain link, wood, PVC, aluminum, and wrought iron fences, as well as gates, railings, and fence maintenance. Plus, they're fully licensed and insured and give free estimates. If you can dream it or draw it, they can build it. Call 222-5446. 222-5446. online at ultimatefencing.com.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? It's a flying bear! Hank here for my friends at Tallahassee's Flying Bear Great American Grill. Ever seen a bear with aviator shades? You will at the Flying Bear Restaurant. The Flying Bear Great American Grill is a locally owned, family-owned place where the service is great and the food is even better. Sandwiches, salads, awesome entrees, and the best hamburger in Tally. Look for the big mama and papa bear-sized chairs out front in the new section of the Persimmon Hills Shopping Center on Thomasville Road. That's the Flying Bear Great American Grill. Delicious food and an intense desire to please.
At Tallahassee Dodge Chrysler Jeep, it's time for the 2013 Big Finish. We know you've been waiting for this. This is the time of the year for the best deals. Tallahassee DCJ is the Jeep headquarters of America. Now is the time to buy a new Jeep during our 2013 Big Finish, with prices starting at just $16,499. And guess what's back? The all-new 2014 Jeep Cherokee. That's right, the Jeep Cherokee is back and better than ever. Trail-rated and ready to deliver all that you expect in a Jeep. If it's a Dodge you want, we've got it. With the new four-door stylish 2013 Dodge Dart starting at just $17,499. And the 2013 Dodge Charger starting at just $24,999. If it's a Ram you're looking for, don't go anywhere else. With over 60 in stock and with up to $11,000 off MSRP, you're sure to find the one for you. All this going on right now during our 2013 Big Finish, only at Tallahassee Dodge Chrysler Jeep on the corner of West Tennessee and Capitol Circle, where we're right on the corner and always right on the price. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives. Price plus tax, tag, and $5.99 dealer fee.
Hi, I'm Jay Trumbull, but you can call me the Culligan Man.
Hey, Culligan Man!
Yeah, that'll work too. For over 55 years, my family has been in the water conditioning business, and I'm proud to serve North Florida and South Georgia. From bottled water delivery to top-of-the-line water treatment systems designed to remove contaminants and minerals, Culligan truly is better water, pure and simple. Visit us online at CulliganTallahassee.com or call me at 850-580-0300. 580-0300. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Stop just dreaming about a different future. Go after it. If you're a technical thinker with the ambition to pursue your education, look to a leader in technology education, ITT Technical Institute. Call 1-866-436-8060. ITT Tech teaches skills and knowledge that can be used to pursue entry-level careers in our technology-driven culture. Call for an ITT Tech brochure at 1-866-436-8060. Classes are forming now. 1-866-436-8060.
These are my friends and neighbors. As soon as the danger of the storm had passed, we needed to get out there.
I first walked these boards holding my dad's hand when I was a little kid, and that's the way it is here.
It's great.
And it'll be great again.
It will, exactly.
We've seen setbacks, but mostly we've seen overwhelming achievement.
We're Jersey Strong here in Seaside, and we can do this.
For them and for us, it's personal.
NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams, weeknights on NBC.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Show. Let me remind you that we have the most honest and transparent White House that we've ever had. Go ahead, Jonathan.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
Everything that this man has done since the day he stepped foot into the White House has been living up to that promise. Why are we shocked that he admits that he is remaking the courts? Remember the malignant and pernicious design, the very first step as identified in 1641 as the fundamental transformation of liberty? Corruption of the court system? Barack Obama said at an event for liberal Democratic donors on November 6th, we are remaking the courts. I want you to understand what is going on here. We are remaking the courts. He He doesn't have to hide it. I'm just speechless. He doesn't have to hide it. Because the American people are so uneducated about the tools of tyrants that they can just come out and tell us what they're doing. Remaking the courts. He says it's his right and prerogative to remake the courts. But guess what? It's the obligation of the people to stand against it. But you see, we don't understand that these are the tools. Corruption of the court system. Infiltration of foreign law. Do you know that we have been enforcing foreign law in this country since the 1970s? When Congress ratified the Lacey Act, which says that it's a federal violation, a federal crime, to violate any law, any environmental, any ecological, any wildlife regulation anywhere on the planet. Our federal government is enforcing laws that are created in foreign countries outside our constitutional due process requirements. And they've been doing that since 1970. Hey, I got two words for you. Gibson guitars. That was the Lacey Act. Remaking the courts. This is all part of the malignant and pernicious to design. Do you know how he's remaking the courts? He's nominating people. Like Cornelia Pillard to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit Court. She wrote that the opponents of abortion are automatically anti-women and criticized ultrasound technology for giving women deceptive images. She argues that abstinence-only education in school is unconstitutional and condemns beliefs that sex should be reserved to marriage. She says all insurance policies should be required to provide birth control and thereby save women from being treated as presumptive breeders. This woman is wicked. But these are the people that Barack Obama will choose to fundamentally transform the United States of America. Are we going to allow the Senate to confirm these people? This is his agenda, remaking the courts. But that's only a piece of the pie. Jonathan, play the clip.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
William I knew in 1066... if you're going to fundamentally transform a kingdom, you've got to corrupt the court system. The very first step. You've got to replace judges in the court system who do not appreciate the Constitution with those who are loyal only to the ideology of the king. Hey, are we going to be dumber than we were in 1066? Are we going to be dumber than we were in 1041? Just asking.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
Doral Bank Florida pledges to serve customers with genuine care and concern and to serve our markets as a generous corporate citizen.
In Tallahassee, that approach is embodied by our commercial lender, Jack Kane. Jack's a valuable asset given his extensive banking experience and outstanding reputation, and he truly models Doral's commitment to community service.
If you're working to acquire, expand, or develop a business, Jack Kane is a good guy to know. He's a solid banker and he's good people.
Doral Bank Florida, home of genuine community banking. 914-2525. Member FDIC.
Survivors of the typhoon that hit the Philippines still awaiting food, water, medicine in this country, many trying to help.
Across the U.S., people are raising money and collecting food to ship to the victims. Audie Concordia is the student donation coordinator at San Jose State University. Fraternities, sororities, and the Filipino student organization have joined forces.
there are many of us in this organization that have family down there, family, you know, family and friends there.
Other Americans are flying into the region to lend a hand.
ABC's Tamon Bradley, members of Congress backing legislation to make sure Americans can keep the health insurance they already have. A major airline merger, U.S. Airways and American, okayed with the Justice Department. An American flight bound from Boston diverted to Orlando because of a cracked windshield. Not sure how it got cracked. Leaders of many Indian tribes meeting with President Obama today. Coldest November morning in years for the Midwest, East, and South. Doug Limerick, ABC News.
ABC Network News on Freedom 93 FM is brought to you by Kraft Nissan.
You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and that's why your locally owned and operated Stewardship Dry Cleaners has so many convenient Tallahassee locations to serve you. Go to stewardshipdrycleaners.com for coupons and locations.
Start the new year off with a fresh idea for your business from The Printery. Jason Butera here. Whether it's new business cards, flyers introducing yourself, or postcards you need printed and mailed, The Printery can print just about anything. We offer same-day turnaround and free pickup and delivery. The Printery, home of 36-cent color copies every day. From business cards to banners, if it's ink on paper, we've got it covered. Call us at 877-6418. 877-6418.
Car won't last long. I'm needing sensors and hoses, brake pads and fluids. Gotta find some place I can't afford that knows just how to do it. I got the blues.
Don't get caught with a case of bad car blues. Take your ride to Auto Experts with two locations, 2815 Capital Circle Northeast and 3846 North Monroe at Fred George Road. Chris Hackney and his qualified staff will fix the problems and get you back on the road for less than the big chain shop. From oil changes to overhauls, alternators to ACs, Auto Experts will take away those bad car blues.
Went to Auto Expert. I'm no longer feeling blue. They got my old car running just like it used to do. Auto Expert Service Center. That's who I gotta thank. They got me back on the road. I still got money in the bank. Auto Expert.
Auto Experts Auto Service Center, Capital Circle Northeast and North Monroe at Fred George. Call 536-7237.
Hey, Tallahassee, it's time to get on board the Gus Bus. The Jaguars have teamed up with WVFT Freedom 93.3 FM and Po' Boys Creole Cafe to offer you a new way to get the Jaguars games at a great low price. Catch round-trip transportation to Everbank Field on the Gus Bus, plus a Jaguars game ticket from just $50 per person per game. The Gus Bus leaves at 8:30 a.m. prior to each Jaguars home game from Po' Boys Killarn, 1425 Village Square Boulevard. Stop by Po' Boys Killarn for more information or call 904-633-5276 and book your seat on the Gus Bus today.
Stop just dreaming about a different future. Go after it. If you're a technical thinker with the ambition to pursue your education, look to a leader in technology education, ITT Technical Institute. Call 1-866-436-8060. ITT Tech teaches skills and knowledge that can be used to pursue entry-level careers in our technology-driven culture. Call for an ITT Tech brochure at 1-866-436-8060. Classes are forming now. 1-866-436-8060.
These are my friends and neighbors. As soon as the danger of the storm had passed, we needed to get out there.
I first walked these boards holding my dad's hand when I was a little kid, and that's the way it is here.
It's great.
And it'll be great again.
It will, exactly.
We've seen setbacks, but mostly we've seen overwhelming achievement.
We're Jersey Strong here in Seaside, and we can do this.
For them and for us, it's personal.
NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams, weeknights on NBC.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Chris Ann Hall here behind the Liberty First microphone, bringing you the truth that is not fair and balanced, because the truth rarely ever is. Teaching you how the ruler in the White House is trying to fundamentally transform the United States of America through the malignant and pernicious design. So glad to find you here today, because you are joining us with Larry Klayman. Now, Larry Klayman is the founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch. He is a warrior in the battle for liberty and freedom. Now, he's got a resume as long as my arm. You know what? I'm reading on his bio that he became so famous for fighting corruption in the government and the legal profession that the NBC hit drama series West Wing created a character after him, a guy named Harry Claypool of Freedom Watch. So we have Larry Klayman of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch and Harry Claypool of Freedom Watch on TV. I am proud to have Larry on my show. He is going to tell us about something that he is doing that's going to shake up Washington, D.C. Good morning, Larry. And I just want to thank you for being a warrior, because it is 3:30 in the morning for you over there on the West Coast, right?
And I'm very proud to be on the show with you.
Well, tell us what you're doing. No, our pleasure, our pleasure. We are a show about solutions. We don't just simply regurgitate the news and point fingers and complain. We bring solutions, and I want you to let everybody know what your solutions are.
Christian, I'm sure that your listeners in Florida and elsewhere, and I'm from Florida myself, so I understand the community, understand that this country is in serious trouble. We're sinking fast. Obama's doing more than just transforming the country. He's destroying the country. I know you realize that.
That's how you transform.
right. He wants to bring it down to the bottom level because he wants to build it back up in his socialist, pro-Muslim image, to be blunt. And for that reason, the people need to rise up. We don't have a Congress anymore that represents us. You know, we watch the Republicans going on TV talking about how, and I'm a Republican myself, and I'm embarrassed at my own party, but they talk about how much people are losing their insurance and this and that, and they almost have a smile on their face. They're happy about it because they think this is going to let them win the 2014 elections in Congress and then 2016 for the presidency. We don't have a court system, and I've been a lawyer for over 36 years, that will take on the establishment, that will do anything other than being a rubber stamp for them anymore when it comes to any case that deals with our government or politics on behalf of the people. And, of course, we have this guy in the White House that we've talked about who is dragging us down the drain. So the American people need to rise up, as we did in 1776. We want to do it peacefully and nonviolently. We want to use the techniques of Mahatma Gandhi, of Lech Walesa, who helped bring down communism in Poland, of Martin Luther King, who brought freedom. And we have called for a day of reckoning in Washington on November 19th, beginning at 10 a.m., across from the White House. We have a permit. We're gathering there. We're calling millions to D.C. And we want to express to the president what Thomas Jefferson said, that when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears the people, there's liberty. We want the government to fear us. And right now, as you know, we are under a totalitarian regime in effect. The NSA is intercepting all of our phone call messages, all of our internet communications, social media. This is to coerce the people, to enslave us, to keep us down. We've got Obamacare. We've got scandals dealing with the IRS that audits people and harasses people that disagree with this president. We can go on and on and on. But I want people to come to the event and support us. Your husband's going to be speaking there.
Yes, he is. I'm very
excited. The Tri-County Tea Party.
I'm very excited about that. That's going to be awesome.
And you can find more about it by going to the website at ReclaimAmericaNow.net. ReclaimAmericaNow.net. And I want all of my fellow Floridians who can make it to please be there and all over the country. The world's going to watch. It'll be widely televised, and we're going to be demanding the resignation of Barack Hussein Obama and other leaders such as John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, who have abandoned the American people and refused to take into account our grievances. We're back to 1776.
Where did give us that website again?
ReclaimAmericaNow.net. We need the support of everybody.
Okay, super. Now, we... we have got to make sure that we are standing with patriots like Larry Klayman. This is not your first dog in the fight. You have been involved in this for quite some time. And your call for the second American Revolution to take off on November 19th is a peaceful resolution. You are actually doing what our framers intended for us to do, that we are supposed to be engaging in the petitioning of our grievances against the government. It's the aspect of our First Amendment. What do people have to do to be a part of this? How do they share this news with other people in their communities? How do they get there? What's going on? I mean, we got to get people, draw them a map, Larry, because we got to make sure that everybody's there.
Absolutely. Well, I would go to that website, renewamericanow.net, send press releases, the press releases announcing this, columns that I've written, send them around to everyone and tell them that the second American Revolution has begun. Christine, we have put together a coalition. Let me use another phrase by one of our founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin. Either we all hang together or separately we will hang. And we put together this coalition of conservative groups, libertarian groups. It's not about Larry Klayman. It's not about Freedom Watch. It's about all of us to represent the needs of the American people. This is just the beginning, November 19th. But we have to come out in force to show the government that if they don't do it peacefully, and I hope and pray it doesn't happen, it can go another route like it did in 1776. And the American people are not going to let this country go down the drain. They're not going to let it be hijacked by someone who, as I said metaphorically, in Washington during the Veterans March, bows down to Allah, who is bent on destroying Israel. They're about to cut a deal with Iran that will allow Iran to have nuclear weapons, and they've already threatened to use them against the United States as well. We can't allow this to happen. And the American people made a huge mistake putting this guy in office. You know, there have been other leaders throughout the world, history, who have been totalitarian tyrants who have been elected. Given the fact that he's in office, we have to do everything we can to push him into a resignation and get him to go, because impeachment doesn't work. It never has worked. And this Congress has no guts. I mentioned to you yesterday, all of the Tea Party congressmen and senators to come. And I'm part of the Tea Party. Some people think that I started it before it even started, you know, years ago, the concept. None of them are coming. They won't stick their neck out. They're happy to go on Fox News and pontificate and to do that kind of stuff, but they're not going to represent us when it counts. The American people need to come out. RenewAmericaNow.net, and we need to show our force. And this is just the beginning. And weeks after that, we're going to have a constitutional convention in Philadelphia at the same place we signed the Declaration of Independence, and we're going to choose a government in waiting that will be there to take over when this government falls. And it will fall, and it'll fall under its own weight. And we're going to do it peacefully.
So what is it that you hope to achieve through this rally? What is it that you want? If Larry Klayman had his day and walked away at the end of the day on November 19th and said, that was a success, what will you have done?
To show the world that the American people are united, to show the world that with the divine grace of God, we will overcome, to use a phrase from Martin Luther King, and to show Barack Hussein Obama that his days in the White House are limited, that he's going to be gone shortly. He's going to be gone because the American people are going to require him to go, just like the Egyptians forced Mohamed Morsi to leave by massing in Tahrir Square. That's what we're doing. We're massing and showing Obama that it's in his best interest to leave town, to get out of Dodge.
I think, in addition to that, and I'm sure you will agree, not only showing Barack Obama that his days are limited, but encouraging the people that you are not alone, that we are standing with you if you will stand with us, that there are people who love liberty, There are people who are willing to stand for that. And there are people who are going to fight whether you fight or not. And I think that this is what we have to understand in these meetings that we have, is that these are rallies to encourage the troops, because we've got to unite the troops. Would you agree?
Absolutely. This is the first time that conservative groups and libertarian groups have gotten together to actually do something concrete. They've gotten together at the American Conservative Union to talk, but we're beyond talking. And we need to come together. And there are lots of good things that we can do, quite apart from legally removing Barack Obama and John Boehner, you know, as House Speaker, and Mitch McConnell as Minority Leader. It's Democrats and Republicans who have subverted the interests of this country. Nobody is as evil as Obama, but he has his enablers. And the Republicans and the Democrats have gotten together. They've divided up the riches in Washington, D.C. It's like the American and National League, but they wear different uniforms, but they all profit by this. And the American people are left behind. And this country, and I've tried the courts, and on Monday I'm in court with regard to NSA spying, and we may get a preliminary injunction. We think we have a very good judge, but that's very rare.
Well, Larry, look, I want to thank you for, Larry, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're about to come up on a break, and I want to give you one more time to give everybody that website again so they can learn, tell us the date and the place, and we can become
19th,
involved.
November 19th, beginning at 10 a.m., reclaimamericanow.net. Let's come out in force and show the government and the world that the American people are united and we are going to save our country.
Thank you for coming on the show, Larry. God bless you, and we will talk to you again soon. Hey, America, people are out there fighting for you. Let's stand together.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
Stop just dreaming about a different future. Go after it. If you're a technical thinker with the ambition to pursue your education, look to a leader in technology education, ITT Technical Institute. Call 1-866-436-8060. ITT Tech teaches skills and knowledge that can be used to pursue entry-level careers in our technology-driven culture. Call for an ITT Tech brochure at 1-866-436-8060. Classes are forming now. 1-866-436-8060.
These are my friends and neighbors. As soon as the danger of the storm had passed, we needed to get out there.
I first walked these boards holding my dad's hand when I was a little kid, and that's the way it is here.
It's great.
And it'll be great again.
It will, exactly.
We've seen setbacks, but mostly we've seen overwhelming achievement.
We're Jersey Strong here in Seaside, and we can do this.
For them and for us, it's personal.
NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams, weeknights on NBC.
Chris Kraft for Kraft Nissan. Our new lifetime warranty is a game changer for buying cars in Tallahassee and Thomasville. You already know it extends the factory powertrain warranty for unlimited miles and unlimited time. But here are the facts. Kraft Nissan's lifetime warranty is backed by Great American Insurance Company, an A-rated company that was founded in 1872 with billions in assets. The same company that underwrites GM's GMPP and Ford's Gap Insurance. Kraft Nissan's lifetime warranty comes with every new Nissan we sell and most pre-owned vehicles that are 5 years old or new. With 50,000 miles or less. While Kraft Nissan's service department will certainly exceed your expectations and keep your records, you're not required to service with us. To maintain the warranty, you must perform the manufacturer's recommended maintenance and keep your records. You can do that at any licensed repair shop in the U.S. or Canada. It's that easy. What's the catch? There are no catches, hidden fees, or gimmicks. Kraft Nissan provides this product as an added value to our customers for doing business with us. The only catch? You have to buy your next vehicle from Kraft Nissan. Kraft Nissan, 3277. Mayhem Drive between Academy Sports and Costco.
Fun, Food, and Entertainment is Tallahassee's most entertaining monthly magazine that features jokes, comedy, funny photos, and discounts to Tallahassee's oldest and most famous eateries. Check out youcanwin.com. That's spelled out, not abbreviated. Have you ever wondered why abbreviation is such a long word? And I wonder what its abbreviation is. Anyway, for locations where you can find this great piece of journalism, just go to the website, youcanwin.com. You don't have to register. The site will let you browse and download menus, exclusive discounts, and even has some hidden features you can get to from the keyword box on the front page. Just type in the word fun stuff or not printable. fun, food, and entertainment, and youcanwin.com, Tallahassee's biggest double dose of free stuff, fun, and entertainment.
Jason Butera here again for The Printery. You've heard me say how The Printery offers color copies every day starting at just 36 cents. But did you know that we also offer same-day turnaround? Free pickup and delivery, letterhead, envelopes, booklets, flyers, postcards, posters with foam core mounting, presentation binders with tabs. The Printery, home of 36-cent color copies every day. From business cards to banners, if it's ink on paper, we've got it covered. Call us today at 877-6418.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
We are 5 years away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
No longer 5 days away. We are 5 years behind. 5 years behind. Barack Obama tells the Democrats in his meeting on November 6th, when I look back over the last 5 years, the amount we've gotten done is actually pretty remarkable. Now, if you listen to mainstream news, if the extent of your concept of Barack Obama and this administration is what the news supplies you with, then you might think, what is he talking about? What is he talking about? We're worse off than we were. No. No. He says, as Lisa mentioned, we're remaking the courts. And he says, and so in large and small ways, we've been able to have a substantial impact, and the country is better off than it was than we came in. He's not lying to you from his perspective. Because what they've gotten done is actually pretty remarkable. They have done in a lot of things when you keep in mind what his goal was. His goal is not health care. It's not national health care. His goal is not a single-payer health care system. His goal is not national security. His goal is to fundamentally transform the United States of America, and he has made pretty remarkable progress. So much so, I think that the greatest achievement of this administration is the fact that he has been able to coerce so many people in this country, so many people, into supporting this fundamental transformation. And the establishment Republicans are right behind him, right? For whatever reason, whatever their motivation is, part of them want to fundamentally transform America because they know they get rich. And they get power. Everybody knows when a socialist is in power and there's socialism in the government that the people in government have the most power. And if you're in government and you're guaranteed to stay there, then you're going to like this fundamental transformation because you get more money and you get more power. I can't go through the list of stories that we have covered in the last 2 months about all the corruption and all the power and all the spending. I can tell you we talked about $500 a gallon of gas in Afghanistan. That's what we're paying for gas in Afghanistan, $500 a gallon. No, we're not paying $500 a gallon for gas. We're paying $5 a gallon for gas and $495 a gallon for corruption. Why? Because as Larry said, we don't have a Congress anymore. We have a Congress through Article 1, Section 7 has the sole control over the purse strings. But not only that, look what's happening to us locally. Hey, I want you to know what's going on. We are about to have, and this is in the New York Times, not Alex Jones. The New York Times is reporting that there will be a drill in New York City that will simulate a multi-grid electrical knockout to prepare us. This is preparing us for what we may have if terrorists attack our grid system. You better hope this training doesn't happen, because we got a really bad record. We got a really bad record of conducting training that miraculously and coincidentally becomes a reality in days, weeks, or months later. A multi-grid blackout. Right? Well, that's where we are. Guess what? The Department of Homeland Security, look up, people. The Department of Homeland Security funded Seattle, Washington with $2.7 million to set up wireless network points on your telephone poles, on your light poles. It's a mesh network technology meant to aid police and fire vehicles to connect via Wi-Fi to dispatch systems and other emergency networks. Really? Oh, that's interesting. But that's not all the capabilities, because this is the Department of Homeland Security who is doing this. 158 wireless access points throughout Seattle with cameras, camera systems linked throughout the city of Seattle. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry, they said. We won't be using it for surveillance purposes. Seriously? I'm just asking you, are we that stupid? America is being fundamentally transformed right before our eyes, and we have not taught history for so long we do not even see it. That's why the Liberty First Ministry is important. Go to my website, chrisannhall.com. Get me to come teach your group the truth. It's free. God bless. See you tomorrow. Remember November 19th.